The Figure of the Master in Hegel by Daria Dugina. For the next important phase in the study of eschatological optimism, I would like to focus on Hegel. Today we won't examine the entirety of the complex array of Neoplatonic influence on the ensuing history of philosophy, nor will we pay particular attention to apophatic theology in the Christian doctrine of Dionysius the Areopagite. In principle, I think that questions around Christian mysticism demand a separate lecture. I will therefore move straight to Hegel and establish what I have determined to be eschatological optimism within the Hegelian system. At the center of my consideration is the famous dialectic of slave and master, along with Hegel's formulation that life is a way of enduring death. According to Hegel, there exist two types of consciousness: the consciousness of the slave and the consciousness of the master. The master differs from the slave in that he takes the risk of facing death, while the slave surrenders his freedom to the master, so that only the master has the experience of a brush with death. In Hegel, eschatological optimism is directly connected to the concept of death, one's attitude and relation to it. The slave is not an eschatological optimist, he is its opposite. You might recall Martin Heidegger's interesting formulation, which goes something like, "The absence of eschatological thinking is a pure form of nihilism." The slave whom Hegel describes has no such eschatological thinking. He does not believe in finitude. He refuses to face his finitude. He refuses to cross paths with death. He gives his freedom to the master so that he will come to terms with death in his stead. This is reminiscent of modern man, who is more or less ready to fully trust the mediasphere, to open up to it, and allow it to constitute his perspective. If people are dying from the coronavirus, then I could die too. Everything is as it says. If people are not dying from it, then I won't die either. This process of delegating one's relationship to death to someone exterior, to a would-be master, can be highlighted both in the mediasphere as well as in the field of contemporary philosophy. Passivelli accepting the element of materiality and matter, the path of subordination to it, is another way of turning away from death. Object-oriented ontology is inextricably tied to slave consciousness. This is not a proclamation of doomed will in the face of inevitable death, present everywhere and always, but a striving to elude and avoid it at any cost. Let matter itself face death and thereby free consciousness from the direct experience of finitude. In other terms, the Hegelian formula "life is a way of enduring death" substantiates the position of eschatological optimism, and in Hegel's system, it spills over into the figure of the master. The master is an eschatological optimist, translated by J. Farnold, from the Book of Eschatological Optimism.